broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow American. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We also believe the checks and balances is inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders. Brilliant, and the solution to the problems we face today. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration sure would be nice. You gonna help? All right, last hour we talked about Trump quite a bit. But we're really not talking about Trump at all. We're talking about the mainstream press versus the new media taking center stage. And Donald Trump released his first radio ads of the 2016 presidential campaign. We played them. Donald Trump is running for president primarily because politicians are all talking, no action. Now, there's a video out that potty mouth kids trash Trump. I played the cleanest of the sound bites. F-bombs are dropped all over the place, etc. Trashing Trump, Latino kids pound racism like a piñata. We talked about that. We talked a lot about Trump because really we're talking about the new media. If Trump's serious that he doesn't really like the mainstream press, they're a bunch of no-good ne'er-do-wells that lie and do all the... Why is he then creating radio commercials and TV commercials to spend with the same mainstream press that he can't stand? Why doesn't he fund some new media ventures? Liberty News Radio, Republic Broadcasting Network, GCN. There's a ton of talk shows I can think of. Why doesn't he focus on what we're doing and give us a chance to bring in some cash and to make a difference, to provide long-form programming and radio commercials and make sure we can hold the mainstream press accountable and expose their lies for what they really are? But see, I can't even get a hold of Trump to make my suggestion or my proposal. That's the bottom line. All right, we finished the hour by talking about this University of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I guess it's University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee is how they say it. They're offering what's called voice feminization therapy for students claiming to be transgender women. Voice feminization therapy. Feminization therapy, folks. You can't mock them. You can't go, I'm talking like a woman. That doesn't work. That's just mockery, ladies and gentlemen. What works is you got to just kind of soften your delivery a little bit, and you talk a little more cheerfully, and you learn to use some words. That's cute. And if you practice enough, Kurt, you can sound like a woman. And if you do the surgeries, you can look like a woman. But you can do the man-made things to pretend you have a different gender, Kurt, but you can't fool God. You cannot fool our maker, ladies and gentlemen. You got that? Gender is an eternal characteristic, and you can't change it. No matter how hard man tries to pervert God's laws and God's ways, can't get it done. You can mock, you can fake, but you can't do it for real. Anyway, that's how we rounded out the hour last hour. But this hour, I want to talk about something that's a solution, Kurt. An incredible solution that we ought to pay close, I'm going to say it again, close attention to. Headline, states with higher marriage rates are economically healthier. I'm going to say it again. States with higher marriage rates are economically healthier. So when bureaucrats and politicians run around, tell you they're going to create a gazillion jobs, tell you how they're going to fix everything. From the Trump, I'm going to make this nation great again, to the Rand Paul swearing because you have too many blank kids, right on down the line and everybody in between. Here's the real deal. Here's the solution. Here is one of the great hidden treasures of knowledge for answers. Are you ready? Marriage and a state's prosperity appear to be linked. That's according to a new report put out by the Conservative American Enterprise Institute and the Institute for Family Studies. Okay, they did a whole thing on this, Kurt. And they say states with higher marriage rates, particularly among residents who actually, not only do they get married, but their parents, in other words, you have children too now, They're economically healthier. Their populations are more upwardly mobile. Their children are less apt to live in poverty as well, researchers confirm. The report is called, quote, Strong Families, Prosperous States. Makes the case that impoverished children have a lot better chance. In other words, those who live in these higher marriage states have greater income, etc. Now, they deliver this report at a half-day conference in Washington, D.C., Kurt. Where's the mainstream press when you need them? What we're finding, Kurt, they say, is when the family is strong, so is the state economy. Wealth is higher. Poverty rates are lower. Now, when you have states of unmarried parenthood, in other words, states with higher rates of, and I'm going to say it again, unmarried parenthood, and they give examples like New Mexico and Louisiana, they have more child poverty, Kurt. Those with more married parents have less child poverty. They say 60% of children born to women under 30 are born outside of marriage. Believe it or not, Kurt, Utah is set as the example in the study. Why? Because Utah has the highest percentage of parents with children under 18 who are married. New Hampshire, Minnesota, Idaho are examples that round out the top five. So Utah's the top, Kurt. Utah has the highest percentage of parents with children under 18 who are married. Think about that. In other words, Utah has the best chance for success when it comes to children not in poverty, etc. Because they got parents that are married and kids that are under 18. New Hampshire, Minnesota, North Dakota, and Idaho round out the top five. Now, you want to hear the ones that are the worst, Kurt? All right.
Sure.
South Carolina, Mississippi, Arkansas, Delaware, Louisiana. In other words, primarily southern states. Now, they say to some degree, Kurt, this is a chicken and an egg study. It is the first study to actually look at ties between marriages and productivity at the state level. But they say which way the causal arrow flies might be debatable. That's according to Elizabeth Jacobs. She's with the Center for Equitable Growth. But they say no doubt marriage, stability, families, parents increase the economic outcome. Now, it's kind of an interesting idea. In other words, do married parents, I'm going to say that again, married parents produce greater wealth, or does greater wealth produce married parents? And they want to know if the male to female earning relationship has an effect. But here's what they say that I find really fascinating. Listen carefully. Several speakers at this conference or the symposium, Kurt, noted that young men, especially those with, quote, low educational attainment, have a hard time finding a job that provide a wage that'll support a family. Then they talk about the future path, believe it or not. The report followed up, Kurt, with general recommendations on ways to strengthen marriage and thus prosperity. Here's what they said. You need to eliminate marriage penalties. You need to improve vocational education and increase the number of apprenticeships that are available for young men. Enact divorce reforms that would encourage couples to give their marriage another try if they were considering ending it. That's including extending the waiting period before divorce. That's if abuse or drug abuse or abandonment, those kind of things were not present. Consider education and civic campaigns to get young adults to learn about and follow sequences through adulthood that increase the likelihood of success. Now, I thought that was a pretty cool story, Kurt, full of solutions, and I want to talk about a couple of those. The ideas put forth in the paper, the state would kind of want you to believe that the only way we could accomplish those would be through the state, Kurt, through the government. But I submit to you quite the contrary. I support a different view. Every one of those things could be achieved without government, Kurt. You could have internships and apprenticeships for young adults that would be in the private sector. The Catholic school we talked about had a great, almost picture-perfect example of that, by the way. We'll talk about this. This is important because it's solutions. Marriage and the state's prosperity seem to be linked. We'll talk about it.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so back with you live. We're talking about this incredible story. I wish the mainstream press would talk about it. I wish in the campaigns and in the debates they'd talk about this. It's a critical issue. And the reason it's such a critical issue is because it relates to families, the fundamental unit of society. The reason it's such a critical issue is because it relates to marriages, in my opinion, the bedrock of stability and morality in America. Okay? States with higher marriage rates are more economically healthy. Marriage and the state's prosperity appear to be linked, according to a new report put out. Utah has the highest percent of parents with children under the age of 18 who are married, according to the study. Okay, now that really, in my opinion, is kind of the crux of the discussion here. But they talk about concrete solutions at the end of their report, which I really like, Kurt. They talk about jobs and how we're going to have jobs. And the answer is you got to have education. But is education defined as the government would define it? In other words, you got to go to a, quote, four-year university and take 6 years to get your degree and go in debt beyond imagination levels? I don't think so. So this can be done in the private sector, all their solutions, Kurt. It starts with a married mom and a dad, male and female, traditional, God-given marriage idea. It starts with those moms and dads being true to one another. Fidelity of the marriage, in other words. And then to welcome children, to bring children into the world, and then to care for them. And then to help educate them, to teach them, to love them, to work with them. And eventually, you've got stability in homes. And I'm telling you, we're not going to have an America that's strong. Donald Trump runs around and tells you how awesome America will be. And I appreciate that. I mean, we need a little bit of optimism here, don't we? But until you bring that straight home to the family discussion, and some of these solution-oriented discussions, you're not going to gain ground. Even if you do put a wall at the border. Even if you do make Mexico pay for the wall. Okay, that's great, but is that really going to fix America? Until you talk about the morality in America, and until you talk about traditional marriage and one man, one woman marriages, until you talk about the traditional, fundamentally to society, the family, and God's ordained way, you're not going to gain a whole lot of ground in restoring the country, folks. You're not. Now, I just got an email from somebody who suggests they're supporting Trump. They want me to, of course, fund their efforts, and they have a headline that I find really telling. It says this: bigger, better, stronger. That's the military you want, isn't it, Kurt? Do you want a bigger, better, stronger military?
You know, what I want is a military that defends us, you know, that other countries know that, hey, you know, if the American people are attacked, then they will suffer some reprisal, but we are not an offensive military. We're a defensive military.
Now you bring up the critical point. Do I want a bigger, better, stronger defensive military? Yeah, but that doesn't mean bigger in terms of size and scope and money spent, etc. But it does mean I want to defend America in a defensive measure. Curtin nailed it. The key to the proper role of government is a defensive government, not an offensive government. And the same thing's true for our military. Do I want an absolutely strong? Do I want a military that absolutely will rock your world if you abuse us? Absolutely. But I want it to be defensive in nature, not offensive like we currently see. Anyway, the article or the email goes on and tells me how Donald Trump joined this and Donald Trump would make a bigger, better, stronger military. I'm not really for that. I don't want a military that's that way. In fact, I don't believe we should even have a standing army. Go read your Constitution for backup documentation on my point. All right. Well, while we're talking about solutions, while we're talking about the proper role of the military, while we're talking about the family, the people in Houston, Texas, I think they agree with us, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. You're exactly right. You know, they basically went against the homosexuals down there in Texas. And, you know, the people said, hey, we're not going to have men going into women's bathrooms. I mean, that's just as simple as it was. You know, I mean, it's nice to see that, and this was by a wide margin, they say. I'm looking for the numbers, but the bottom line is they've got this, like, big old poster up there, and it says, no men in women's bathrooms, you know. I mean, it's just kind of a pretty basic thing, isn't
Kurt,
it, Sam, you know? Yeah.
What if they take feminization voice training?
Oh, boy.
Could they then go?
What a hurl, huh?
I think they should be able to, Kurt.
Hmm.
I mean, after all, you don't want to be a bigot. You don't want to be a sexist. You don't
want to
be a
chauvinist. That's what you're going to be called. You're a racist if you're a white guy. You're a bigot if you're, you know, I mean, it's just
absolutely
how it works, right?
It's crazy. But the good part is this. I don't know what you call it, agenda, but this LGBT rights, equal rights measure, got voted down by large margins, Kurt.
Yep, yep.
That's right. In my opinion, hammer home point. Now, I'm not saying that we should abuse these people.
No.
Or that we should be mean to these people in any way. But I hardly think a man walking into a woman's bathroom is his right.
Good point.
Even if he talks like a lady, Kurt.
The city council had passed the law 11-6 in May of the year, this year, but conservative foes launched an effort to force a repeal referendum. Has spanned more than 1 year of legal challenges. In July, the Texas Supreme Court ordered the city to either repeal the law or place it on the ballot. Then by a 12-5 vote, the city council opted for the latter, put it on the ballot. And then you got the dueling campaigns over the next few months. Political scientists expected the law to drive turnout, though without, they say, the, people showed up to vote on this. They say without complete results. It's not clear to what extent that has happened. You know, they probably got some late voting and early voting and all that. They say approximately 130,000 city voters cast ballots, more than doubling the pre-election day turnout in Houston's last open seat mayor's race 6 years ago. But anyway, yeah, the people said we're not going to have that.
That's yeah.
Good news.
All right, the debt ceiling got lifted, Kurt. But I ain't surprised about that.
No, but what I thought, every so often you'll see these stories, they're like, well, man, isn't it amazing? The debt hasn't gone up for 86 days or whatever it is, some big, massive number of days. And then all of a sudden you see the debt ceiling raise and, hey, it goes up by more than a third of $1 trillion in one day.
So the headline, debt ceiling lifted, in the same day, debt jumps $339 billion. Kurt, and this is, it reminds you of a log jam on a river, right? Everything's all gummed up, nothing's moving, all of a sudden you need to move one log and boom, the log jam, and better look, get out of the way when that dude busts loose, kind of a thing. And that's what we see here. They're all playing games, Kurt.
A third of $1 trillion. So that, at that rate, every 3 days, you can be another trillion in the hole. Just if you look up what a trillion is, you kind of get a little more of a picture.
I can't even understand what a billion is, Kurt, very easily.
Yeah, they show you a picture, and it's just, it's hard to understand,
It's kind of like trying to understand eternity, Kurt, a little bit,
Yeah, well, yeah. That's one thing good about $1 trillion is it does help you figure out what an eternity is a little bit more.
Yes, sir. Now, eternity, though, I embrace the $1 trillion debt. I kind of reject, but yeah, I'm
good
with
point.
You. Yeah. All right, I guess Christians are warned, Kurt, to pull kids from government schools. They say all the garbage and debris and waste from this faulty model is now washing up. I want to talk about that. Imagine an America in which all children are educated according to biblical Christian principles and beliefs instead of modern secular liberal values. Could you imagine something like that?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold 2 adults and 1 child, or 4 young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. 10% off Gary Noll products. Check them out today. All right, Kurt. So imagine an America in which children are all educated according to biblical Christian values and ideas rather than modern secular liberal values. Christians are now being warned to pull their kids out of the public schools. All the garbage and degree and waste is washing up, Kurt, from this faulty model. But, Kurt, their big problem is they say public school. And I don't mean to be rude. You're going to have to use this government school idea for people to get it. A public school would be if me and you and 20 other people from the public decided we want a school, so we jointly buy a piece of land, we put up a building, we hire a teacher, and we all kind of share the cost. That would be a public venture. Anybody could join if they want to help pay and get involved based on free choice. This is compulsory, communist manifesto-based education via your government. Public and government schools are entirely different is the first point to note about this. But secondarily speaking, Kurt, what are we going to do here? They say it's entirely possible. There's a big article on this. All right? They say this is not only possible to do, but essential if Christians intend to reclaim their culture. We take the position that the Exodus mandate that the scripture and sound theology teach that the education of the children belongs to the family and the church, not the government. So we got to wake up Christians to the danger of government schools. So Exodus Mandate released a documentary on this, Kurt. It's a cool solution, in my opinion. Escaping Common Core, Setting Our Children Free is the new documentary they released. The film is divided into two roughly 30-minute pieces. The first part explores the origins of Common Core and the history of government education. Okay? They say Common Core is the latest manifestation to promote socialism. The second part of the movie provides Exodus mandates. Pull your kids out of the pagan, godless government schools, Kurt. They saw an opening for this film because everybody's concerned about Common Core. All right. Indoctrination is a previous film that they had the dough of the history of the public schools. Any comments or additions on this, Kurt?
Well, it's been the solution for a long time, and it's...
I appreciate them coming to the table. We've been at it for 20-plus years, Kurt.
Yeah, it's never more, I guess you could say, never been more important than right now, but, you know, it's... at least for you, ladies and gentlemen, let's imagine you're one of these individuals that's like, well, I'd love to try Sam and Kurt, but I don't even know what I'd do or whatever. Well, it's just like learning anything. You just learn as you go, and you, you'll be, you know, the key blessing, at least to me, about homeschooling is you spend more time with your own children, and you begin to know them, and you... you know, benefit by that time, and your family increases its, I guess you could say, family love kind of stuff, simply because you spend time together, you know, and you'll see what happens in any family where they don't spend time, then they have less love amongst the, well, members of the family.
No doubt, time is one great, in my opinion, squandered resource that could be brought to bear for solutions in America today. There's no question about it, Kurt. You're right. I also find it fascinating that, you know, a lot of Christians whine and complain and whimper and don't like it, and then they basically want to, you know, send their kid to the government school. And then after the kids are indoctrinated, they bring the kid home, and it's like, let's see if we can't, like, indoctrinate them. Or what would be the word to undo, Kurt? Indoctrinate?
Sounds good.
Dedoctrinate? it'd be the out-doctrinate instead of indoctrinate. I don't know. But undo, okay, yeah. It's very difficult to do that, folks, and that's the problem. We got to change our culture, our idea, our belief. We got to take personal responsibility. We can't dump it on the government and wonder why it goes all wrong. Mm-hmm. And they basically talk about we could take action now. There's so many new educational opportunities and solutions that have come out over the last couple of decades that could really change the game if Christians would band together in a generation. We could change things. And they're right as rain, Kurt. We've been talking about this for a couple of decades. And anyway, I really commend them for this, and I believe that's one of the great, great solutions. All right, there's drug overdoses in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, and I don't know how to deal with this. Are we talking about this chemsex thing, Sam? Or the
no,
oh, no,
this
no.
is drug overdose deaths.
46,471 drug overdoses killed more Americans than car crashes or guns. So now, you know, you're not going to see much about this because the bad things in our society, they say, are especially guns.
Wait, I better nix this. Hold on, Kurt. I better nix this story. You can't talk about this.
Yeah, I know.
Because, see, it'll interrupt our... Kurt, let me just... It'll interrupt our sponsors. We don't do that.
Now,
that's what the mainstream press would really tell you about these kind of stories. However, we're going to let it rip because we don't have any drug sponsors, Kurt. Go ahead,
sir. And the Drug Enforcement Agency, one more thing that you'll have a hard time finding in your Constitution. Anyway, it basically announced that drug overdose deaths, well, there are more of those than there are deaths, you know, related to car crashes or guns in America. Now, they say, you know, they give all the numbers, you know, et cetera. Now, the only problem is... I don't see any real solutions here in the story, Sam. You know, they do.
Well, there's plenty of solutions if you want them.
Well, I know, but they don't.
You can't go to the mainstream press, Kurt, that won't talk about this. You got to go to the new media taking center stage. Here's the first answer. Shut down the DEA. Just shut down the Drug Enforcement Agency.
You know, and basically, you know, you might mention something like... return the Ten Commandments.
Ready for the second solution?
Life.
Not only shut down the DEA, but shut down the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. See, between the DEA and the Food and Drug Administration, basically, they act like they're against the illegal drugs, but okay with prescription drugs. But the truth is, more people die from prescription drugs than illegal drugs, Kurt. And the problem is that both programs are a failure, and the government's basically promoting drugs at every turn. 50%+ of Americans are on drugs, Kurt.
Yep. And like that story we did just the other day said, hey, the ones on those antidepressants, most of them don't even, you know, qualify, right?
Well, when you say qualify, it just means they don't have the, quote, ill.
Yeah, that's right.
If you will.
But they're still on the dope.
Of course they are. And the problem is you can't even bring it up because there's too many sponsors.
The drug cartels, illegal and legal, are way too big. Some of them, the drug cartels that are legal are called pharmacies and, you know, that kind of stuff. But the bottom line is they're all dangerous. Now, Kurt, that's it's the leading cause of injury and death in the United States, but it's not even talked about.
Right, right.
All right.
You're just not going to see it. On the other hand, you know, if a gun, you know, is used in some crime, hey, you know, everybody's going to talk about it. But
and what's fascinating is the drugs are behind half the gun use in crime as well.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Which they won't even mention either, Kurt. All right, I guess if you are in California, you have the opportunity to vote on something really critical, folks. Okay, listen up.
Man, you know, you just think about, you know, think about where we are in America and the world. I mean, you did that good story about marriage and, you know, in states where they have marriage and there's more of it than they have a good economy. Well, this is like the opposite kind of story. You know, and you wonder what's going on with California. Well, the headline reads, California ballot initiative would require porn actors to wear condoms. Now, this is a Reuters piece, but, you know, as far as I can tell, California's pretty much got rid of most of their, quote, industry, you know, any of those dirty jobs, you know, with smoke and stuff like that, you know, people working in metals and, you know, with smoke and all that, you know, kind of dirty, like grimy, oily and stuff like that. They don't want that there. But boy, they got some dirty jobs, if you ask me, because they're, you know, basically got the porn film industry. They call it adult films. But, you know, it's just incredible now they got a ballot initiative. And it's all backed by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. But, you know, the California Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, said the organization had submitted more than enough valid signatures to get the measure before voters next year. Now, Sam, what I want to know is if the voters require this, how's the state going to enforce this? You know,
you really want to know?
Well,
you don't really want to know, do you?
You're going to have... No, I hope I don't have to hear.
I can explain it to you if you want me to tell you how they're going to know.
I mean,
but I'll make you wait till after the pause.
Whole new jobs for government workers.
That's how they're supposed to...
New kind of inspectors, if you will.
You're darn right. So I'll get to that in a minute, Kurt. But you blew it now. I was trying to make people wait till after the break like you're supposed to do in good radio. Now, Kurt, just let it out of the bag. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. I guess we don't do things the way the mainstream press does, do we?
Wow.
All right, Liberty Roundtable.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so the stories just get so sick, it's hard for us even to report on them, ladies and gentlemen. So you got this ballot initiative in California to require porn actors to wear condoms, and Kurt wanted to know how they're going to enforce that. Reuters is the news story, Kurt. I'm just going to speculate here because we don't have answers. But I would say that you got to hire a bunch of porn viewing government personnel to monitor that, hey, the sex has condom use. Okay. And so your job would be to watch the porn and report on violators.
Yeah. And just, so like in California, for example, they don't want any, electricity that's produced from power plants where they put coal,
Heck no, that'd ruin the environment.
That smoke. Yeah. You wouldn't want to have unclean power. And you wouldn't want to have, these other industries, like farmers, maybe dairymen that have, cows that have...
Heck no, they fart,
these
buddy.
Emissions.
Come on.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to have that. But you can have, all this, they call it adult films.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't have Kirk Crosby driving around in his 12-passenger van with a bunch of kids. Yeah. I mean, those kids are ruining everything.
You got it.
Now, the next story just ratchets this government education and the drug overdose deaths. And the story about the condoms and everything just drives it right through the roof. It reminds me of where the Pentagon says we got to make sure we stop the rape culture in the Army and the military. And then at the same time, we find out they're spending tons of money on Viagra. And you wonder why everybody's raping everybody and all this kind of stuff. Well, this story is just off the charts. Headline, it's called Chemsex. Kurt, you want to explain it?
Well, apparently, Sam, this is an overseas story, but, as far as I can tell, it'll be coming to a, city in your area. The British Medical Journal and what they call the NHS, that's their kind of way of doing the, their government term for a, national, health agency or something like that over there, but they call this an alarming trend, and it's called chemsex. They say it's a 72-hour drug-fueled sex sessions, and it's, the staff there have been warned of this growing rise of this deal where these people participate with an average of 5 partners. Now, they talk about using all this, and they are worried because they're not using contraception and they're not using protection, et cetera. And yet, they talk about them using, meth and all these different things.
Yeah, what you do is you take, a Viagra, Kurt, mixed with, speed or crank or meth or whatever. So you stay up for days, 72-plus hours of, quote, drug-fueled sex sessions with, an average of about 5 partners and everything. I mean, it's just crazy. And they're warning against it, Kurt. But the same governments that are warning against it are the same governments that approve drugs that fuel it, Kurt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now they want to have some research. They say one of the guys right at the end of the story says, at present, I'm not aware of any research into chemsex use in heterosexual communities. However, like most drug trends, it seems likely chemsex will not remain exclusive to men who have sex with men in the future. So, you know, all I can say is, man, I'll tell you what, remember that old phrase where they say if God doesn't punish, situations like this, then he's got to say sorry to Sodom and Gomorrah. Man, I'll tell you what, it's a crazy thing where we find ourselves, huh? You know?
Yeah, but it's just, I don't even know how to respond to these stories, Kurt, because, see, we would teach that sex is a wonderful blessing given to us by our Creator. Mm-hmm. And it is a sacred procreative power given to us by God to perpetuate the traditional one man, one woman married family and to welcome children into that family for the perpetuation of the race and to carry forward God's plans. We would submit that sexual relationship not only is to bring a family into the world, but to bond husband and wife, male and female, together in a sacred, special, trying to think of the right word, relationship that no others participate in, and in that they participate in with no others as well. And that sacred procreative power is a blessing when used under the guidelines the Almighty has set forward. When that is circumvented, perverted, or abused, it creates societal train wrecks everywhere. And that's kind of the point here. And so if I were to say that sex is a wonderful thing to be used within the bounds the Lord has set and that it's a sacred, they would say, Sam, you're basically a terrorist. You're a bigot. You're a racist. Not only that, you expect your woman to be in the bedroom or the kitchen all the time. You're just an enemy. However, when people promote chem sex, in other words, that's chemical induced or driven sex capades, it's an alarming new trend of 72-hour drug-fueled sex sessions with an average of about 5 partners, and they say it's dangerous. Those guys wouldn't be bigots, Kurt. In fact, all they're doing is, well, they have a right to do with their body what they want, don't they, Kurt?
Wow.
See, and this is the society that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the pornography industry promoted by government everywhere. I mean, the biggest purveyors of porn are people who work for your government on your dime, folks. You've got government officials who get involved in porn viewing sessions, and then they don't even get fired. In fact, they get promoted. In any other industry, they'd be fired on the spot. And there's a big old news to do about this very topic about, hey, normally you'd be fired for this stuff, but in the government, you're given bonuses and promotions, Kurt. You know what Johnny needs? He probably needs a faster computer with a better graphics card to view more porn. Okay, this is a society. The cause is not a dangerous drug-fueled sex issue. That's the effect, Kurt. The cause is we've divorced the procreative power to be used as God has ordained, and we've turned it into a man-made selfish pursuit, and we've jettisoned God's guidelines in the effort. And now we're paying the price. Whether it's, condoms for porn stars, or whether it's, hey, we got to stop these drug-fueled sex events because everybody might get HIV and AIDS and all these sexually transmitted diseases. Okay, you've got to return to God's law. You got to return to the idea that sex is a wonderful thing. But it's like a fire in the fireplace. It must be appropriately guarded, protected, and used within, when it comes to a fire, the bounds of the fire pit, keep it in the fireplace. But when it comes to God's laws, with his guidelines, which means I am only supposed to be sexually involved with one woman, the one I married, legally and lawfully married. And the same is for her. And any other sexual activity is forbidden.
Yep.
If we would do that, Kurt, do you think we'd have a problem with broken homes and families? Do you think we'd have a problem with sexually transmitted diseases everywhere, etc.?
Well, that story that you talked about backs that up. The marriage, high rates of marriage, there's some more stories about it. They talk about America's you know, 50 best cities, you know, and they're typically places where, hey, people feel safe. They got less numbers of these violent crimes. You know, you're not going to see this, you know, kind of like this potty mouth kids that are trashing Trump. You're not going to see that in these good places to live. And that's where people want to, you know, families want to move. And you got more and more of a separation going on in America and the world, don't you, Sam?
Yes. The answers, ladies and gentlemen, I submit are everywhere. But they're especially found on Liberty Roundtable, because when you use God, family, and country as your guide, and you put everything in that matrix or viewpoint or through that lens, if you will, and then you think about the goal of protecting life, liberty, and property, because that's what best supports the fundamental need of society, the family. Use six words: God, family, country, life, liberty, property. And you think about preserving, protecting, defending, promoting those things. The discussions get quite easy, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Right? When they're really not that hard of a discussion to consider. Because you think about this drug-fueled sex craze with five partners. Yep. Well, if you've obeyed God's laws, you'd only have one partner to be involved with, sexually speaking. You would have children and a family life and the sexual pursuit, I'm sorry, the selfish pursuit of sex for, quote, sex's sake wouldn't be there. The selfless bonding between a male and female, with the love and the give and the take and the support and the hard work and the sorrows and the blessings and the happy times, the good times and the bad times, and the huge or the wonderful vistas of exhilaration and all, okay, exhilarations of speed or delightful exhilaration, that would all be there, and it would put things in its appropriate harmonious intent. And that's what we advocate for. And for that, they say we're bigots and racists and haters.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope we've actually brought some sanity to the table for discussion today. I hope it was educational and entertaining. And I hope, most of all, we can grow our presence in the media. But to do that, we need your help, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyRoundtable.com. Click on Help Us Grow to donate today. We the people believe we can restore America, but it's going to take a lot of hard work by a lot of people banding together in defense of God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property. LibertyRoundtable.com. Please support us and our partners, ThePowerMall.com, and others. We the people will restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.